disappointing result this afternoon, Matt, getting beat against Stockport County 1-0.
Yeah, obviously disappointing. As I spoke to Jim Gannon after the game, he said there was nothing in it. But I said to the lads in there, everybody in there was disappointed, but 11 for 11 or 20, however many players we've got, 20 players to their 20 players, I wouldn't pick any of theirs against ours. We had a few flat performances today. We weren't exactly at it compared to how we have been. We matched them, like Jim Gannon said, we matched them. But player for player, we're a better team than they are. So I'll draw a positive from that, but there was a few flat performances, which they own up to. So that was a little bit disappointing. On another day, you know, we're on the front foot and we go and win that game because we have a better football side than they do. That's the only disappointing thing. There was a few flat performances. That's football. At the end of the day, that's football. Sometimes it doesn't go for you. Sometimes you're not at it. But we've got to pick ourselves up and go again Monday.
Obviously, before the game, Andrew Teague withdrew. Any news on him? Or?
Yeah, he's got a bone bruise in his big toe and his second toe, a black and blue, but he strapped it up and he was all right running, but then when he put his boot on, it was a problem for him, and striking a ball was obviously a problem, so we had to change personnel, which isn't obviously great preparation, but we dealt with that. I thought Kieran came in and did a very good job, but like I say, there was a few 6 and 7 out of 10 performances across the field, which we've got to address for Monday. But you get that in football. You're not always going to be at it. You're not always going to get what you expect in football. It could have gone either way today. Could have gone either way. It went in Stockport's favour, but we'll pick ourselves up and we'll go again Monday.
In the second half, you took Scotty Lever off and put Marcus on and put three up top.
Yeah, we went for it. We thought, well, we're at home, and they were playing 3-4-3, and we thought, well, we'll match them up and we'll go for it. And we changed the formation, and it was successful. We had a corner, we had a couple of corners, and you go from, we were at our most vulnerable when we were about to score, and they took a quick goal kick and a sucker punch because it was against the run of play, and then they sat back and made it difficult for us, but we had chances. But today it wasn't our day. Like I say, you get that in football. You can't win every game, but we go again Monday and we put it right.
So you just touched on the goal. What was your view on it conceding?
Well, I'll have to look at it again because I think we might have switched off. We might have switched off a little bit. We were in the ascendancy. We were on top of them, and maybe took that for granted. I'll have to look at the replay, and whether Sam could have swept up, whether Matt Challoner could have done a little bit better. We'll have to see. But I won't hold anyone to blame. Listen, we're flying high. We're having a fantastic season. I'm not going to get on the back of anybody. It was one of those days, and we'll keep driving forward. We'll keep positive. We'll stay strong as a team and as a unit, and we'll go again Monday.
Well, so is it great that Curzon comes around on Monday and we can put things right now?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, whatever day. But it doesn't matter when we play Curzon. It doesn't matter when the next game is, because I know we've got a strong dressing room. I know we've got a good backroom staff, and I know that we're a good side. So this is a blip. You know, we've lost two games in 15. The last game we lost in home was back in February. So we're a good side. So I'm not going to lose any sleep over today. Yes, it's disappointing, but that is football. We crack on and we'll put it right.